Addicted to Love is created and presented by theroyalpath.com.
Love can be the most wonderful, heart-opening, and nourishing wonder that gives the touch of magic to our experience called life. Love, however, can also be the most devastating and challenging obstacle that can break your heart into a thousand pieces. One of the reasons why it is so hard is that love is often mistaken for a dependency or can even be an addiction. Learning love is like any other discipline. If you want to be good at it, you have to master it. And that is what you learn in this show. Welcome to Addicted to Love. Welcome back to Addicted to Love. Thank you so much for tuning in again and again. I really so very appreciate it. Now, before we dive into today's topic, I'd like to make an exciting announcement. A couple of days ago, I released my upcoming book called Are You Sure? It's Love, for pre-order on Publishizer.com. This book is a must-have for anyone following my podcast, as I have not only laid out our show's topic, but I'm going into much more details around how we can create relationships through the art of emotional recycling. Now, I know this is a term no one has used before, but I felt very drawn to it, and I'll explain today what it really means. I'd be super grateful if, after you have listened to this episode, you head over to Publishizer.com, put into the search bar, Are You Sure It's Love? And then you also find the link in the description of today's episode. Thank you for supporting me by pre-ordering my book, and maybe share the campaign with your family and friends. My goal is to reach 500 pre-orders so my book will be pitched to renowned publishers. I'm almost in the middle of the 30 days campaign, so not much time left. There are a couple of interesting packages you can book, and there is even an invite to the exclusive retreat I'll be holding in May in Perugia, in Italy, where we learn all of what my work is about. This week will definitely be an exquisite and rather magical experience for you, so head over to the site and check out if there is anything that you like. Today, I will be talking about what emotional recycling means. Now, if we want to create more peace and love in our life and in the world in general, we have to become what I call an emotional recycler. An emotional recycler has the ability and takes responsibility to feel instead of acting or reacting out. I know the term acting out is much used when it comes to kids, but I'm addressing us adults who often lash out. One could say when we feel upset, hurt, in pain, frustrated, and so on. So I'm using the term acting out in this way. I want to differentiate first between acting out and reacting out. We act out when we are the ones initiating an act out. We react out when we react unconsciously and impulsively to someone else's act out, where we get into a sort of counterattack. In essence, in both cases, the same things happen. Instead of feeling our mostly painful and uncomfortable feelings that get triggered by an external stimuli, we unconsciously want to get rid of the feelings. We want to regulate our feelings. And then often we unload these feelings onto someone else. And that always creates harm and disconnection. So let's start with acting out. Act outs are an unconscious response to painful triggers. Acting out means the action or an act of expressing repressed or unconscious feelings in overt behavior. So, for example, a deeply imprinted feeling of not being good enough can come out sideways when one is being criticized, whether that was real or a perceived criticism. Now, instead of saying, ouch, it hurts me so much when you criticize me, makes me feel so worthless, and feel that worthlessness, we can get very defensive and put blame on our partner instead. Now, that's just one way of acting out. If we take an example of reacting out, then it could be something like someone is acting out on us and therewith hurts us with their act out. And again, instead of staying with the pain that it causes us, we express the triggered yet unfelt pain in overt behavior, such as wanting to hurt the other person back or become meaner, louder, passive aggressive, and so on. Again, instead of saying, ouch, you hurt me when you do that or when you say that and cry about it, we counterattack. And maybe we say things back like mean things. And in worst cases, we become hysterical or even physical. So what are ways that we are acting out? It's about shaming someone, judging someone, belittling someone, passive aggressiveness, withdrawal of love and attention, screaming, shouting, becoming physical, bitching around, harshness, coldness, being distant, ignoring someone, making someone wrong, disrespecting someone, scare someone, cross someone's boundaries, gossip, jealousy, possessiveness. Oh my God, there are like 1,001 ways that we act out constantly, not just with our partners, but also with friends, family, at work, at school. It's everywhere. Now, why do we act out? In my experience, difficult, painful, and sometimes even traumatic events, especially in early years of life, have left us with wounds. One of the most subtle but very impactful things was the early absence of love. When we are born, we are little beings full of needs, and we're fully dependent on someone else taking care of us. We need to be fed, dressed, bathed, put to sleep, kept safe, but most importantly, besides the obvious needs for food, shelter, and safety, we need to be held, cuddled, loved, seen, validated, paid attention to, touched, looked at, talked to, and respected in our feelings. In other words, we need to be deeply, deeply loved. And we need it at the time we need it. If these needs are not met at the moment we need it, meaning, if we're not loved when we need it, we are in pain. And we translate that into feeling unworthy and unloved. To me, that was where my never-ending feeling of not being good enough came from, that so many of us face and that keep us and so many from living up to our true potential, making things happen for us, living that great version of ourselves. Not experiencing that deep love truly meant that we might die. I've experienced these feelings of early absence of love over and over again in a deep feeling therapy. It was very painful. It's also about not having been validated in our feelings or having been treated with disrespect, ignorance, having been ridiculed, and so on. And these experiences left very deep marks in our beings. The pain of these experiences is so deep that at a time it felt super overwhelming. When we were little, there was no one we could go to with our pain. So naturally, we learned to repress that. Repression doesn't make these feelings go away. Actually, they amplify through repression, meaning they get bigger and they start living a life on their own. They want to be noticed. They want to be felt and addressed. Now, if we don't feel them, if we keep repressing them, they will come out sideways in act outs, meaning we act out all over the place, hoping to finally be seen and validated. On top of that, all our pent-up stress, anger, and pain, our emotional threshold is very little, which makes us react when someone else puts their shit onto us very easily. And this all happens because we haven't addressed these feelings and our pain properly. And instead, we have hidden it deep, deep down in our unconscious. The problem about acting out or reacting out is that it creates so much harm, so much disconnection, so much mistrust, when actually we're all longing for the opposite. Especially in intimate relationships. It happens so much and it really harms the relationship because we're unloading our pain and frustration and unmet needs onto someone else instead of taking responsibility for our own wounds. It hurts the other person, especially when we act out or react out in a way what is mostly out of proportion, with an intensity that seems too much, inadequate compared to what was really happening. And to be fair, oftentimes it's almost inappropriate. So why do we react out of proportion? Why that intensity? And that is really an interesting concept. Every time we have a reaction to something that feels painful, overwhelming, or is just too much, it's because neutrality in our reaction, meaning appropriate intensity in our reaction, is tainted with something that does not belong to the current situation. And that something are old feelings, old triggers, memories that get reactivated. And because they are unresolved from chronic repression, they speak a very strong language. So every situation has two parts. One is reality. Someone does something and you feel hurt. Yes, that happened. If your reaction is according to what really happened, you know you're coming from the right place within yourself. If your reaction is to react out or to be overly intense, where you both feel that something goes off here, you're more disconnected, then you are most likely hijacked by old feelings, triggers, and memories that come to the surface. So reality gets mixed with old feelings and old memories. And the crazy thing is that it can feel so real, which is just an indication that these feelings that are being triggered are massive and are feelings that you felt many, many times while growing up. Now, if we want to react to someone's actions in an appropriate intensity, instead of unloading all that pent-up anger, pain, sadness, frustration onto someone else, we have to make sure that before reacting, we take the time to feel what something does to us. And that is where you are taking the role of an emotional recycler. If we look at the definition of recycling, it goes something like that. Return something to a previous state. One could say to its essence, right? What is the essence of our true being? It's love. It's compassion. It's understanding. It's acceptance. It's connection. It's trust. It's love. Everything else is merely a product of our painful experiences that condition us to believe otherwise. The moment someone acts out or reacts out, he is no longer in a state of love. He is in a state of fear and disconnection. The moment we act out on someone, we're coming from a state of fear and pain, not love. So as an emotional recycler, we recycle our own and someone else's act out back into love and compassion. You not only recycle your own act outs, but you practice and over time possess the ability to hold space for someone else's act out as well. And this does in no way mean that you repress your own feelings. Of course, you will experience painful feelings when someone attacks and hurts you, but you choose to take responsibility and feel what it triggers inside of you instead of unconsciously reacting out. And I call it emotional recycling because you choose to recycle someone else's act out back into love without compromising your own integrity. This is how we create peace and love in the world and how we, each and every one of us, can contribute to help other people heal their pain as well. Because remember, if someone acts out on you, it hardly ever has anything to do with you. It's just them being unable at that time to feel what is beneath the act out. What would they have to feel if they did not act out? What would you have to feel if you did not act out and unload your discomfort onto someone else? If you start to understand that and you want to be of true service to others, then you recycle their pain through you taking responsibility for your pain. But why would we do that? By doing that, we enable healing in the other person. In other words, an emotional recycler is able to hold space for another person's act out. And through holding space for other people's wrongdoings, that act out has absolutely nowhere to go and bounces right back to the initiator. And this will make the person have to deal with their feelings instead of acting out, instead of outsourcing responsibility to someone else. And by dealing with their feelings, they'd ultimately have the chance to heal something within themselves. If an act out is not being received, it has to go back to where it came from. And this in itself has a profound effect on the initiator and will change the dynamic immediately. Of course, I'm not talking about the idea that we should hold space for someone that acts out violently or even physically on us. In that case, we get away as fast as we can and make sure that we're safe. I'm addressing more subtle emotional act outs, such as, you know, passive aggressive behavior, gossiping, belittling, acted out anger or frustration, and so on. But these rather subtle and little act outs is what causes so much resentment in relationships to a point where there's no return. And that is usually when people break up. So emotional recycling is an essential part of my book, learning the art of emotional recycling, because it's challenging. One of the reasons why is that if we still have quite a large amount of unresolved, repressed feelings inside of ourselves, we won't necessarily be able to not act out or hold a space for someone else's act out, because your pain is still too big and it will speak for itself. You acting out or reacting out will be an involuntary act in the beginning. It's impulsive. You have almost no control over it. And I write in the book why this happens. It has to do with the areas of our brain. Only once you have felt enough of your pent-up pain and anger, it will become easier and easier to not be so triggered anymore. By feeling our pain, we enlarge our emotional threshold. There is more space inside of us. That is when you will start being able to hold space for someone else's act out instead of reacting. And then awareness will be bigger than the compulsive act out, and you will start getting some serious control over how you behave and carry yourself. Once you have felt enough of your pain, you will no longer be triggered easily, and you will no longer act out on the level that constantly hurts other people and therewith creates more destruction and disconnection. When you no longer act out unconsciously, you can be of real service to others. To me, being of service gives so much fulfillment. I'm happy and I feel content and connected, and I feel love when I get to do something for someone else that clearly helps them. A life of service is a life lived with dignity, integrity, and compassion. It is a must-have in today's age and time. Humans have been evolving ever since the beginning of existence. We constantly kept evolving physically, and then, you know, we developed a thinking brain, which is able to have awareness, reflection, and so on. Our next step of evolution is to be a fully alive and emotive being who is able to own and express their feelings, to be vulnerable, and to stand in their truth. And from that place, we allow everyone else to do the same. So let me finish this with a conclusion. Why are emotional recyclers able to hold space instead of involuntarily reacting out? A, they have felt enough of their own pain, so they're no longer triggered so quickly and intensely, which would otherwise make them react out. B, they are able to own and take responsibility for what might get triggered in them and consciously decide to go feel instead of reacting out. C, they truly understood that we need to help each other heal, and they want to be of service to others in order to help heal the world one human at a time. I'll be going into details in my book, and as I said, this is something that needs practice and relentless work on your own triggers. But I work like that with all of my clients, and honestly, we experience a lot of magic from emotional recycling. And in the retreat in May here in Perugia, in Umbria, Italia, that is going to be one of the core elements that we will be addressing. And it is a skill, not only for intimate relationships. You can do that in any situation in life. And it is beyond powerful. So help me finish writing this book by pre-ordering a hard copy today. There are great packages available, and I'd be super grateful to be backed up in this. If you have any questions in the meantime, just PM me. Have a really great day. Bye.
So that's it for today's episode of the Addicted to Love podcast. Head on over to iTunes and subscribe to the show. One lucky listener every single week will win a love makeover private coaching with Aaliyah Ava herself. Be sure and go to addictedtolovepodcast.com to subscribe and get your free copy of Aaliyah Ava's Love Addiction Mirror. And we'll see you on the next episode.
Addicted to Love is created and presented by TheRoyalPath.com.